from the city of Rock Hill now to the city of York. We've got the individuals from the York Police Department here in the studio. They're hoping that an extra fresh set of eyes on a case can help lead to an arrest of a crime that took place on March the 4th of 2024. Here in the studio, we have Lieutenant Sean Bailey from the York Police Department and Detective Sergeant Kira Fayal. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Detective Sergeant Fayal, we're going to start with you. Take us out to March the 4th, 2024.
It was actually on May 4th of 2024. But on May 24th of 2024, unfortunately, in our city, we had a homicide. It started an investigation around about 9 o'clock that evening of a possible victim, gunshot victim. Jayshon Young ended up succumbing to his injuries, unfortunately. He was a resident of Gastonia, North Carolina. Just a group of friends that came together within the 200 block of Galilean Road, and he was ambushed behind the residence there, suspected and believed by a group of individuals that targeted this group of friends simply because of how they looked and how they came into our city.
So he wasn't targeted specifically. It was just where he was located and where he was gathering?
Correct, with a group of friends. Mm-hmm.
What has happened since May the 4th of 2024 with the investigation?
Thus far, there's quite a couple things that have happened, quite a couple moving parts. We did have two arrests of juveniles. One of the juvenile subjects is being housed and is currently, we're looking to, on a prosecutorial side, to charge him as an adult. The other juvenile at this time isn't enduring any type of incarceration or any charges right now, and that's just due to some specifics of the case that I can't necessarily mention. But we do suspect, however, that there was more than just those two individuals. We do suspect that there are five individuals possibly involved in this case.
So are you asking the community if they have any information or
Absolutely. What
do they need to do?
I am absolutely asking for everyone's help that may have any information in reference to this case, any crucial information, being specifics. We did have some witnesses that no longer maybe want to cooperate as witnesses, so on and so forth. But anyone that knows anything about this case and the situation arising to it, I ask that they please contact us at the police department at York, City of York Police Department. They can also contact us on our social media platforms, as well as at our direct number, 803-684-4141. You can specifically ask for myself, Detective Sergeant Kira Fayal, or any detective there, as well as Crime Stoppers tips, and you can remain anonymous.
Detective, there are folks that might have information, but they're worried about coming forward. What would you tell them in regards to that information? I know you just mentioned Crime Stoppers, and folks should know by now. Hopefully they can remain anonymous. But at the end of the day, a 21-year-old lost his life. What else can you tell someone about maybe something they heard, saw, experienced that they might think they probably know about it? I'm not going to get involved in this. I don't want my name out there. Kind of maybe turn that conversation around.
I ask them, it's a two-way street. The first thing that I ask that they look at themselves morally and into their virtue to realize that it could have been anyone. He at no time, in no way, shape, form, or fashion had any nefarious activities. He wasn't doing anything bad, or he wasn't involved in any crimes. He was simply living like the rest of us. So I ask that, you know, those that may have reservations or may be afraid, you know, please reach inside yourself, deepen your soul, and realize that this is a life that is lost. It's not only just his life that's lost, his family, Ms. Shauna Berger, his mother, really, you know, is hurt from this circumstance, as well as he has a younger son. You know, he'll grow up not knowing what happened to his father and why his father is not here. And that's a hard thing to explain. On the other side of that, I just ask that they understand that we'll do what is necessary to secure whatever information of yourself. We will. That is our job and duty. However, I just need everyone to realize that this is a life loss, a precious life loss at that.
And again, you said two individuals have been arrested at this point?
Yes. Okay. One is currently arrested. Both are juveniles.
Both are juveniles, but you believe there are several more involved in this case?
Yes, sir.
You believe that why do you believe that there are more involved?
I can't get into the full details. I know from some cooperation that we have had throughout this case with some witnesses and different things, as well as some evidentiary evidence. But, you know, those things are still to be evaluated.
And Lieutenant Bailey, who is also here, he's also the PIO for the city of York. This is a case of many, I'm assuming, at the police department there in the city of York. And speak on, you know, you're not going to let these cases go without being, you know, the people found, the people found. Right. I mean, like, how important is doing the everyday job and getting tips and making sure that things like this don't go cold?
So in this particular case, we have, you know, Jashon, who unfortunately was a true victim. Mm-hmm. I know Sergeant Fayol here kind of spoke on it a little bit, that a lot of the times when we go out to investigate, especially these violent cases, the quote victim, if you will, was always kind of involved in something. Mm-hmm. But Jashon was not. All he was doing was just trying to live his best life, just hanging out behind this house. And then next thing you know, just bullets start flying. The entire back of this house was peppered like you can't believe. In the 15 years I've been policing and working in both Rock Hill and in York, this scene was very different, very, very extra, if you will. The big thing we want to get out there is that we know we're not supermen and superwomen in the police department. We know we rely on the community. Mm-hmm. We appreciate our community members. That's why we go out and we hold like a summer camp that's coming up. We do a community night out coming up in this, August. We do as many events as we can just to make sure the community realizes that while we are out here with badges, we are in uniforms, we do have guns, we are human beings. And that's what we're asking for here, is we want to be our human selves and ask the public to be their human selves so that we can hopefully get Jashon, his mother, his infant son, some justice.
Again, the murder took place on May the 4th of 2024 on the 200 block of Galien Road there in the city of York. The victim was 21-year-old Jashon Young, and Detective Sergeant Fayol, give the information one more time. Who should call? What information can they help bring more justice to this family?
I say that everybody calls. If you feel, no matter how small the tip may be, please call us. You don't know how intricate it possibly could be or important. They can contact us on our social media platform, City of York Police Department. They can contact the City of York Police Department at 803-684-4141. They also have Crime Stoppers of York County that they can contact as well, and you can remain anonymous.
Well, again, hopefully a year later, a new fresh set of eyes might lead to more information to help bring justice to the Young family. Yes. So not only his son, but his parents can go to sleep at night. Well, we appreciate this conversation. Thank you both. Again, Detective Sergeant Kira Fayol and Lieutenant Sean Bailey from the York Police Department.